All right, I had this excellent opportunity to talk to an avid 26-year hunter, Dave Goodison. David has also launched a hunting television show. He's self-produced a retriever training DVD. This is going to be some great discussion with Dave. Dave, welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. How are you?
Well, thanks, JD. I'm really appreciative of getting a chance to speak with you, and thank you again for this opportunity.
All right, great. So I have a few questions that I want to ask you, and then also I do want to talk to you about your television show and your training DVD. So first on our list, the questions that we're asking hunters and fisher persons, I guess that's politically correct, on the show this week, the Hunting and Fishing Show. What got you interested in the sport of hunting?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. I was mainly a fisherman for most of my life, and as a young man, a young boy, I fished the oceans of Ireland in our sea fishing competitions, and I fished for my province and my county, and we hosted the World Shore Fishing Championships, my club, actually. And then one day I bought a shotgun and I got hooked up with another hunter, and I went out hunting, and that was the end of all other hobbies for me. I think I was around 18 years old. About 18 years old. I went out and began to shoot rabbits, actually, and then after that, I got into dog training and retriever training and just fell in love with the entire sport. And partly why I got into dog training was because hunting is specific in its seasons. And in the summer, there really isn't a lot to do in terms of hunting. So, you know, the whole idea of training the dog in the summer to help you with hunting in the winter intrigued me. So basically, ever since I went out hunting the first time, I have been an avid hunter and I've just learned more. I've watched DVDs and videos and read books and talked to people and hunt with some fantastic hunters across the country. And I've hunted across Europe, North America, and Canada. And over the years, I've prided myself in, you know, trying to hunt in a lot of places and to become the most knowledgeable and expert hunter I can. And that led eventually to my passion just increasing and launching my own TV show.
Well, that sounds great, and we're going to talk about those other things as well. What is it that you enjoy most about the sport of hunting?
Well, it's difficult to pin down one particular thing because there never is one thing. But part of what I enjoy about the hunting is the people I hunt with and the time I spend afield and in nature. And I love in the morning during hunting season when the sun is rising and you can see particular star formations or cloud formations, and being out in the wild regardless of what the weather is really is a great benefit to anybody who loves to be involved in nature. And believe it or not, most people think that hunters are shooters and killers, and really that's not what we're all about. And I find that much as I enjoy harvesting game and being a part of the hunt, but the entire experience of the hunt is what it's all about. And that includes the people, and it includes the location, and it also includes the act itself. And what I mean by that is I love to call ducks and geese and convince them to change their flight path to come into maybe my decoy spread. I enjoy learning how to put decoys out as birds get wiser during the season to fool them into where we would harvest the birds. And I guess what I enjoy is the challenge of fooling game and getting them within range and doing that in the beauty of nature and doing it with people I enjoy being with. And you tie all that together and then add on top of that the pleasure of doing it with a well-trained dog. You know, it all adds up to a fantastic time for me. And that's really, I can't really pin one thing that I love about the sport. I just love working with dogs in the wild with good friends, and really trying to become better and more knowledgeable in game identification, calling particular game, and where to harvest that game. That, for me, is really the pleasure. And I know it sounds like a lot, but it's hard to pin down just one specific thing about the sport.
Now, is there anything that you about hunting that you might not enjoy? Is there some aspect or something such as maybe cost of equipment or like licensing regulations? Is there something that you wish was maybe a little different or something like that?
Yeah, I guess that's a great question. And there are always things about sports that no matter what sport we're in, perhaps that we're not 100% satisfied. And I respect the laws of the sport, and my friends and I are very keen on not only hunting, but hunting within boundaries and legal standards, and also being great conservationists. However, I can't really say that I don't like certain things about the sport, but, you know, could we have larger limits at certain times of the year? Well, I would love that. But I have to trust the powers that be who field studies and conduct certain studies, that they understand the flyways, they understand the migration of the game, and they understand, for the betterment of the entire sport, what the season should be, what the parameters of the season, and what the parameters of our game limits should be. So I trust that they are setting it up correctly, and they must be, because we've had a lot more waterfowl, because basically I'm a waterfowl hunter, and we have a lot more waterfowl, and we have a lot more deer and a lot more turkey than we did 10 and 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I trust that even certain things about the game, maybe I could say that the expense of the game may be the biggest turnoff in a sense, because waterfowling is quite an expensive game to get into. But all in all, even the work, like putting decoys out in the morning, driving at 3 a.m., setting up decoys at 5 a.m., even though it sounds like a chore, you become part of that setup. You love the work. And a lot of the waterfowlers, we work extremely hard. We probably work harder at the weekend hunting than we do in our jobs. So a lot of people might say, man, you really like putting decoys out? That sounds boring. Well, yeah, it's part of the entire equation. But I guess I would say maybe cost. Lately, because we get so expert and our decoys are so good and our guns operate so well, we tend to pay a premium price for that. And it's always difficult when you're, you know, a man like I am with four children and a wife to spend your money on certain things. Hunting is expensive. So I would say the only downside to hunting is perhaps the cost of it.
Now, you mentioned something to the effect that, you know, some friends may say that some of the things that you're involved in with hunting might be boring or this and that. Now, do friends or family or perhaps your spouse, do they support the time that you put into it, especially, you know, maybe friends and family that aren't really, not really involved or not really into it, but will they still support the time that you put into what you do?
Yeah, JD, that's a great question. And the person I respect the most about allowing me and permitting me the time is my wife. Mm-hmm. Because we have four children and we emigrated from Ireland many years ago, and we don't have a lot of extended family. I sometimes get worried if I'm afield too long because I like to spend a lot of time with her. But no, a lot of people afford me the time. A lot of my close family and definitely my nuclear family really are not interested in hunting or the outdoors like I am. I do that with a select number of friends who are passionate, avid waterfowlers and hunters, and they're probably a little bit crazy about the sport, just like I am. And I find that my wife affords me the time, but it's really my only hobby. And I made a choice many years ago. I don't have time to play baseball. I don't have time to play hockey. I don't have time to do many other things because I have four children and I work very hard. I decided that I would only have one hobby, and I would try and be accomplished in that one thing. And because I'm so passionate about the outdoors, that one activity always has been hunting. So my wife understands when hunting season rolls around, she affords me the extra time to go afield. But mm-hmm. She also knows that when hunting season is over, then I'm hers. And I do my work around the house, and I try and spend as much time as I can with her in the off season. So that permits me and affords me a little bit more freedom
right.
in the hunting season.
Now, what's your most memorable experience while partaking in your sport, would you say?
You know,
or something.
That's a good question too. I just did an interview with a Minnesota company, and they asked me something similar. And I don't. It's very difficult for me, as I explained earlier on, with the myriad and manifold joys around hunting. Be it, you know, scouting for games, setting up decoys, all those things just add to it. And I think really, if I had to pluck one aspect out of everything, and it wouldn't even be one aspect, it would be a thread over the last 26 years,
mm-hmm.
and that one thing is people. And I have realized lately, especially operating the TV show, that the one thing that I enjoy most in the last year is because of the TV show, I have met a lot more people and hunters that I wouldn't normally hunt with, and it has broadened my friendship circle within the game. And I have found that the joy I have received from that is phenomenal and completely unexpected. And I would have to say the one overall thread through my whole experience is people, and not just one person, but is the people I hunt with, that I spend time at minus 20 degrees in a snow field for 12 hours hunting geese with. It's the people. I like being around the people.
Great. Now, if someone asks you for any advice on the sport, or the subject, perhaps, what would be your best piece of advice? Maybe let's say for somebody that's maybe just getting into it or getting started, what would be your best piece of advice to them?
Yeah, that's another great question. And I think that the piece of advice I would give them is talk to other people, because most hunters aren't covetous about their permission and their property. And sometimes if you are an avid hunter, a lot of avid hunters are always looking for people to go afield with. Because, you know, sometimes if we head out on water, we don't want to head out alone because there's certain dangers inherent in the sport if you head out in a boat. So I would say don't do it in a vacuum. And for many, many years, I hunted myself. I hunted by myself, and I would go afield at 3 and 4 a.m. with my dog and me with a shotgun and my decoys. I would do all the work myself, and it was a solitary sport for me. And I love the solitary aspect of it, and I love the aspect of me being alone in the wilderness. However, over the last number of years, my hunting experiences have grown. I've got more permission, more game, because I hunt with more people. And really, the camaraderie and the teamwork has built over the last number of years. So my advice to people is do not try and use this as a solitary sport, although you can enjoy being in the woods alone or the wild alone. But get to know other people. Talk to them about it. Get on Facebook. Get on forums. Get to know some local people. And you might have permission in one field, and someone else might have permission for some other farmland.
Right.
And then if you hunt with him, you share your permission with him. He shares his permission with you, and now you have twice the area to hunt. So I would say, and you can share the cost, right? Like, one of the big things I thought about earlier was cost. So if you have to buy 4 dozen decoys, if you hunt with some partner, now you only have to have 2 dozen each. Mm-hmm. Or you pay for the duck spread, and he pays for the goose spread. So I would say treat it not as a solitary sport, but as more of a community sport, and get involved in the hunting community, because people are looking to hunt with other people, and we want to get more people involved in conservation activities, and we want to get involved in more youth hunts to strengthen the sport into the future, because this sport is under threat. More and more nowadays, we have people moving to cities. Like right now, 10% of the northern western hemisphere population, 10% of us live in rural areas, and 90% live in cities. That was not the demographic 100 years ago. It was exactly opposite. In fact, 90% of people lived on farms and lived in countries, and those people valued hunting and the experience of it. Well, now that demographic has switched, and most people live in cities, and they don't understand, and they would easily enact laws against hunting, not understanding the tradition and the value that people like I would put on hunting. So I'd say get involved in the community.
Well, that's a great answer, Dave, and I really appreciate you sharing all this vast knowledge you have in the sport, and it's apparent in your answers and also in the fact that you have your very own hunting television show. This is something you started a while back. Are you not in the second or third season already?
Yes, we'll be entering the second season will begin airing in July of this year.
Okay.
And the third season for next year, I will film this fall for next year's season, and we're hoping to launch into the U.S. next year. Currently, we just air across Canada on Wild TV, which is Canada's only hunting channel. And then in July, I will be going on Internet TV. So you could actually watch our show across the globe in July. And that kind of information would be on my website.
What's the name of the show?
The name of the show is The Canadian Wing Shooter, WingShooter, The Canadian Wing Shooter. And the term wing shooter refers to shooting all kinds of winged game. So we hunt partridge, pheasant, duck, and goose, but mainly our quarry is waterfowl. I would say we're 80% waterfowl and 20% upland game.
Great stuff. Also, as we mentioned at the beginning of the interview, you also have self-produced a dog training DVD, more specifically, I guess, a retriever training DVD, Hunting Dogs.
Let's Correct.
Talk about that a little bit, and also about its distribution and where people can get that. And I guess that'll kind of lead into your information about your website and all that. So tell us about the DVD, and then tell us where we can get everything and see any of your stuff on the web.
Yeah, sure. The DVD is just over 2 hours, and it's focused on hunters. And although I have competed Labrador retrievers and retrievers in Europe and North America, and I value field trials and HRC tests and very structured tests and training regimes in retriever training, one of my most valued possessions is my dog, and my most valued possession is only most valued when I hunt. So
sure.
I train a lot for hunting, and my DVD is focused on hunters. It is not focused on field trailers, and it is not focused even on HRC, although if you follow the principles within the video, you would easily pass an HRC season test quite easily after, you know, a short period of time training my DVD. Also, because I'm a family man, I don't have a lot of time, so the DVD is designed for time-constrained people. And it is focused on retrievers, and it is focused on retriever training for hunters. And in conjunction with it, because I focus on hunters, I added a lot of footage from our TV shows. So there's some excellent hunting footage from goose hunts and duck hunts and that kind of thing.
Great.
All into the DVD. So yeah, it's not just the dog training. It's about our hunting culture, and it's about training dogs for hunting and having an excellent hunting companion. Now, it can be accessed on my website, which is www.canadianwingshooter.com, and it's on there with a bunch of supporting articles, and I keep putting articles up every couple of weeks so that if people want to, you know, learn exactly what to do in a very detailed manner, perhaps even more detailed than I show on the DVD, they can access the website and read articles just like they would read a book. And my idea there is that I'm only sending people the DVD. But if in a year they want to find detailed information, they visit the website. I don't have to ship them a book. I don't have to ship a lot of paper or enter the publishing costs, and they can access all this information from free right on the website.
That's right. The more trees you save, the longer you're going to be able to hunt.
Well, that's a really good point, especially for some of our perching ducks which live in the trees. That's a very good point.
Sure. Once again, the website, CanadianWingShooter.com. Dave Goodison, we want to make sure that people get a chance to check out your show. Where, again, is your show airing for the Canadian public?
Our show is on Wild TV, and some of the information on show times is right on the website.
Okay.
And Wild TV is broadcast on all the major channels in Canada, such as Cogeco, Shaw, Rogers. They all air it.
Great.
And on the website, we'll be posting how to access the show in July, because we will go on outdoor TV on internet TV, so you'll be able to watch it anywhere in the world for free on the internet.
Good stuff. Well, Dave, really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us here on the Jabbercast, and wish you great success, not only in hunting, but obviously in your TV show and with your training DVD.
Well, thanks, Big JD. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you taking the time, and it's nice for someone in the media industry to take some time out with a waterfowler like myself, and perhaps to help conservation efforts and maybe introduce people to our sport. And I always appreciate and respect that too.
Great. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.